Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 30th of April, recording at 10:09 p.m., and that's British Summer Time. more of the same here for stock markets. They remain mostly firm, the miners and a few other resources sectors excepted. Now, in Asia, China's closed. It was closed yesterday as well, and it's also going to be closed tomorrow, Wednesday. But everything else is open, and the markets were pretty well all higher. The top gains in Asia look like South Korea and Australia, both up about 1.25% respectively. And South Korea is firming within an overall ranging problem. You remember, it wasn't all that long ago that South Korea had quite a strong currency, and while it is weakening, the stock market hasn't fully reflected this yet, and there's been concern in Asia, not least in South Korea, about Japan's organized devaluation as increasing competitive pressures. Now, Australia has been consolidating gains really above a four-year trading range overall, near a little bit above. Well, it's been on either side of that 5,000 psychological 5,000 level on the ASX 200 index, and it has rallied over the last week and hit a new high for the year in here today. So it looks like potentially a completion of a successful consolidation up near the former highs. And what's particularly impressive is that the Australian financial sector has been leading this rally throughout. And that's a big bull point. And we see a fair amount of strength among banking sectors generally in here. And I'll just repeat a point that I've mentioned on a number of occasions previously, but it is an important one, that basically we like markets where the financial sector is at least performing in line with the broader stock market index. And if it's outperforming, that's just good news. Conversely, particularly after we've seen good runs to the upside, when the financials begin to underperform, that is a bearish overall signal that the broader market rally is likely to run out of steam. And if financials continue to underperform, then a potentially significant setback is on the cards. So, bottom line here, I'm not aware of any market right now where financials aren't reasonably steady relative to their broader indices. Now, Europe today was quietly mixed, taking a bit of a breather following a recent rally, which was certainly helped by the region's lower bond yields and, of course, the successful auction of more of those bonds. So they're being able to raise capital in Europe at lower prices overall, and then it helps to have a broad coalition in place now within Italy. But Europe remains the weak link among continental regions within global stock markets overall, and the patterns are lagging way behind what we're seeing elsewhere around the globe. But at least this is not a meltdown crisis to the same extent, although we have the perennial problem of where's the growth going to come from. Interestingly, Europeans appear to be addressing this as well and saying that too much austerity is not helping. But I think the best hopes within Europe are related to low valuations and also some of their autonomies, which derive most of their revenue from outside the European region. Now, elsewhere, Brazil, a good gain here today, up 1.86. Canada was also higher, up 1.17%. So this raises the question, are we beginning to see some bargain hunting now in these depressed resources markets? Well, we're not seeing it reflected by metals prices yet, although they're cheap and have lost some downward momentum. But these resources markets, particularly the metal markets, the industrial metal markets, historically those are very much lagging sectors that tend to get a late run in bull market cycles. And I think we may well see that this time around as well. But don't hold your breath over that. It may take a little longer for them to build sufficient support to sustain some decent upward moves. Now, Wall Street also quietly steady near its range highs, really for the last 13 years and counting. It's an interesting level, the upper side of this range overall, and Wall Street's shown a very solid performance. Now, I don't think that's surprising given the huge advantage they have in terms of competitive energy prices. And that's really been the saving grace for the U.S. economy. Yes, the economy remains generally dynamic, certainly relative to Europe, but and the Obama administration has been slapping a lot of tax increases on in the United States, and so that's a little bit of a drag, obviously. Now, will Wall Street break decisively up out of this range overall? A lot of people are looking at the S&P, which closed today at 1597.5. And that sort of 1600 level is the big one. So it's hovering just about at or slightly above the former highs that we saw going back to 2007 and also 2000. The valuations are better this time around because corporate profits have been growing. And I think that we may well see a bit of a pullback in consolidation because the indices in the short term are overextended relative to their rising 200-day moving averages. I've mentioned this on a number of occasions here. So that would be a good excuse for some sideways ranging, as we've seen to a certain extent on Wall Street and also a number of other indices following the very good rallies from the November lows last year. I don't think Wall Street can run all that much to the upside, but pullbacks are harder to predict, I think, in a bull market environment, and this is very much a bull market environment with a big tailwind in terms of positive monetary indicators. Basically, we're not going to get a decent pullback until enough of the people who've been raising bids behind a rising Wall Street and missing out finally give up and jump into the market, or at least go away. And that hasn't quite happened yet here overall. But my own hunch is that we're likely to see some ranging or a pullback in the not too distant future on Wall Street, but nothing big on the downside. I think it'll look like, as I say, a sideways consolidation. Now, government bond prices, well, they've had a good rally from over the last couple of months, albeit within ranges for the most part. The steadiest, right up at the top of the range, are those German Bunds. I guess that's not all that surprising. Also, earlier on, we'd seen the Japanese yields move to new lows. In other words, the bond prices push up to new highs, and then they fell back quite sharply, but have steadied again subsequently. We're at the end of a 30, 31-year plus bull run in these sectors. They're certainly helped by the quantitative easing that's taking place. They're also helped by the slowdown in global GDP growth that we've seen. And there isn't very much inflation showing, at least not in the government statistics. And that's helping to keep bond markets steady. But I feel that this is in a slowly, very slowly developing top area following those 3 decades to the upside in bond prices. There may not be that much risk here in the short term. There probably isn't. But equally, that can lull investors into a false sense of security. And 3 decade bull markets are eventually followed, whatever the asset class, are eventually followed by bear markets, which are not insignificant. Now, in commodities, the industrial metals were all a bit easier today, but there is some overall loss of downside momentum that we do see on the charts, but few upper dynamics. So if this is a bottom area, it is unproven so far. It's just what we can say is that we have seen a big sell-off in recent months, which is losing momentum, often near previous levels of support. But we do not yet see the upper dynamics that would indicate a significant recovery. And that's not surprising given the concerns over global GDP growth and China's economic slowdown. Corn and soybeans, they were quite strong yesterday, particularly corn, which was limit up. They lost some early additional gains here today. And closed with small losses. Wheat, on the other hand, was a little bit firmer and extended its rally. Precious metals are quietly steady after recent strong gains. They've had good rallies here overall, but they are approaching potential overhead resistance. So the next gains in this sector may be a little bit more difficult to achieve. We've seen short covering, we've seen some bargain hunting overall, and anybody looking at those charts will be aware of where that overhead supply actually starts. So I would expect these rallies to spill over into some reaction and consolidation phases. The extent to which the recent rallies from the lows are retraced will be very important. Now, if we're going to have a bullish scenario for the rest of the year, then I would expect the precious metals to hold most of the gains. In other words, probably not give up more than a third to a quarter of the gains they've seen from their lows. If they can do that and consolidate near the higher side of their rally gains, then bullish confidence will return, certainly over the medium term, if not sooner. On the other hand, if we get a corrective phase which gives up most of the gains, over half or let alone most of the gains, then we would have a much more cautious overall environment, and if they're going to then go higher thereafter, we'd probably see at least several months of ranging consolidation and support building, and there would also be concern about whether we were going to see some additional moves to the downside. So this first real reaction and consolidation phase that breaks the short-term uptrend will be interesting in terms of what it actually reveals. And of course, Fuller Money will be covering that for you every step of the way. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.